Let us now discuss the ninth chapter, which is the essentials of customer relationship marketing, or sorry, management in retail, or CRM for short. After going through this chapter, you'll be able to define and explain the procedure of implementing CRM technology in the retail sector. Discuss how to manage the customer experience for superior CRM. Describe and identify drivers of customer satisfaction, and describe in detail mobile customer relationship management, or MCRM. Let's take an introductory look before we move ahead. Customer relationship management, or CRM, is becoming a mainstream practice for retailers looking to increase sales and profitability. But many current initiatives do not have the customer-centric focus that today's markets require. In their rush to make the next sale, many retailers have lost touch with the first step to successful CRM, that is understanding what the customers really want from the retailers. So if there is no basic connection or understanding between the retailers and the customers' desires, any program will fail. So developing this understanding is critical and a basis for further understanding and explanation in this chapter. Understanding and responding to cognitive and emotional expectations serves as the core for developing, nurturing, and sustaining lifelong relationships with customers. CRM has been widely accepted and practiced as the most effective marketing technique involving human and technical dimensions. Thus, CRM is emerging as a core marketing activity for business in a fiercely competitive environment. Therefore, many firms are paying more attention to their relationships with existing customers to retain them and increase their share of customer purchases. For example, if you visit a store, and if you do so many times in a week, or the frequency is more in a month, the retailer recognizes that you are a loyal customer, and of course it is very important to retain you than losing you out to the competition. So retailer can have various promotional elements to retain you for this purpose. Service organizations. So these are those organizations which offer services which are intangible in nature, are shifting their focus from transactional exchange. Transactional exchange is pure exchange of goods and services in lieu of money. There is no relationship, there is no emotional element, there is no encouragement or motivation to the buyers. They're shifting from this approach to the relational exchange for developing mutually satisfying relationships with the customer. Marketers are realizing that it costs much less to retain customers than to compete for new ones. Long-time customers tend to be less price sensitive and provide free word-of-mouth advertising. For example, if there is a DMart store which is close to your place and you prefer shopping from that particular place. Now, if the price difference between that place and another Super Shoppee is slightly different, wherein DMart is slightly overpriced, still you will not prefer going to the other store because of your long-time association. Customer expectations have also rapidly changed over the last couple of decades. Fueled by the new technology and growing availability of advanced product features and services, customer expectations are changing almost on a daily basis. So today there's a wide variety of choices. If you feel like lounging and relaxing on a Saturday evening, yet the urge to shop comes in you, you can easily go to a HomeShop 18 website, or probably any other particular website, and shop online. If on a Sunday you feel fresh, you feel like going to a Shopper Stop or a Central Mall, you can do so as well. So you are spoiled for choices in today's day and age. Now let us discuss the aspect of implementing CRM technology in the retail sector. Customer Relationship Management, or CRM for short, formalizes best practice into a strategy that enables a firm to identify its customers and target them in a way which will make them profitable and loyal in the future. So for example, data in the CRM reflects that specific category of customers actually buy more of specific brands, then this becomes the best practice which can be utilized. The best examples of CRM still remain the one-to-one services provided by shopkeepers who know their customers personally. So in this context, it's really good to emulate or to copy the local stores or the Kirana Mall stores where long-term relationships help with customer loyalty. There are two broad types of CRM. The first being operational CRM, which occurs at the customer touch points, that is where the customer and firm interact, and is thus concerned with collecting data and practicing strategies. Operational CRM produces customer data which can be analyzed in the back office. So this is the daily or the rigmarole activities that happen, the kind of experiences that the customer encounters in these particular outlets. The second type is the one on which the analysis is run and aptly named the analytical CRM. This typically occurs in the back office and is concerned with processing data and forming strategy. So this is, you can say, the advanced version of the first type, wherein data is collected. Here it is processed. The ultimate goal of CRM is to provide a one-to-one personalized service to each customer pre and post sale. If a firm can identify its customers, it can gain data on them individually. Using the individual data, it can compare them with one another. These comparisons give an insight into each customer. Consider the online mail order retailers such as Amazon.com, which require customers to register before they buy. The company can then track the purchases and browsing habits of every customer and tailor their services accordingly. It is, however, much difficult or harder for the traditional brick and mortar retailers to achieve the key ingredient of CRM, that is the customer data. So customer data is better obtained through online measures rather than brick and mortar shops. Now let us take a look and discuss the current scenario in retail CRM. In retail services, customers seek an ongoing relationship with the store to reduce perceived risk and saving of time and energy. An important component of CRM is customer satisfaction, which depends on customers' perception of the service quality. So, customer satisfaction is extremely important. For example, if you go to two different retail outlets on two different days and one gives you a rich shopping experience, for example, the people, the assistants in the mall are helpful. They provide you with a lot of information. There is a promotion happening wherein you get a discount on prices. And in the other outlet, it's exactly the opposite. Nobody, you know, is attending to you. There are no promotions happening. The mall is not crowded. So in this case, the first experience appears, more appealing to you. Delivering a product after studying the type and nature of customers and their buying patterns increases the return on investment and makes the marketing strategy more scientific and goal-driven. According to a recent study performed at the IBM Institute for Business Value, the current disconnect between CRM investments and their real benefits may result from a lack of focus on improving customer satisfaction as one of the key, if not the primary objectives of CRM. So what we notice is customer satisfaction, in fact we discussed this in the previous slide as well, is the most important proponent of CRM and must be focused deeply. In this context, many retailers have overlooked an important underlying factor. Successful CRM begins with an understanding of what drives customer satisfaction and strengthens the customer relationship. Leading retailers use both the key satisfaction drivers and relationship elements effectively to provide customers with the optimum total experience or the collective impression that a customer takes away from both the tangible and intangible dimensions of a company or a brand. So, tangible elements might be the way the products are displayed, the location that the retail outlet is at, the kind of ambient lighting done, the place where the POS systems are kept. Intangibles include the kind of service provided at the shelves or the displays, the kind of help provided by assistants, the kind of you can say promotional elements, and so on. So research shows that attributes like price and value, marketing and communications, and data integration and analytics are not the primary drivers of satisfaction. They are still enablers that can support a more favorable overall experience. Now let us take a look at the concept of managing the customer experience for superior CRM. Higher satisfaction retailers provided customers with the right amount of information about new products and offers at the right time and did a better job of fulfilling the promotional offers that their consumers chose to accept. So it's very important to provide tangible as well as intangible focus to the customer to provide them with the right information, the right knowledge, and the right help in order to facilitate a good, you can say, shopping experience. In order to build enduring customer relationships, retailers also need to provide shopping experiences that are consistent with consumer desires and expectations associated with the right, that is the emotionally stimulated side of the brain. So as we know, the brain has two sides or two portions. The left side is associated with logic or numerical ability, while the right side is emotionally stimulated and is the center for creativity. The second set of questions, in a particular survey, which asks customers to rate how they feel about experiences with that customer. So, customer relationships is that particular thing. As the responses were analyzed, four major clusters of relationship elements emerged, again based on their correlationship with each other and with the overall customer satisfaction. These are ease of use, that is the simplicity of the shopping experience, strong association, that is how long or how loyal the customer has been coming to the shop, self-esteem, that is a feeling of wellness about the self, and relationship to the price. The importance of relationship elements varies by segment and individual store based on their differing value propositions, brand positioning, and merchandise selection. By understanding the relationship elements that appeal to a satisfied customer's emotions and how customers process their shopping experiences, the retailers can begin to assess specifically how different aspects of experience need to be changed. So basically, a deep understanding of the customer's feelings, the customer's, you can say, emotions is required to enrich or enhance the shopping experience. For example, some retail outlets have got a very good insight of how this is done, while others are still novices in this field. I remember one particular instance in the last Christmas or New Year season where the central mall in various places was beautifully decorated with huge Christmas trees with lighting, while some other malls failed to do the same. So the central mall had a lot of customers visiting because they were quite emotional about this time of the year and got an enriched experience. Person to person and store experience are inseparable components in creating the ultimate customer experience and driving customer satisfaction. Customer rated person to person experience drivers, are considered as the key to their satisfaction, and store experience drivers came in second in one of the surveys conducted in this area or field. In a survey done for Superior CRM Statistical Analysis, the researchers discovered five groups or clusters of satisfaction drivers. The clusters are comprised of individual drivers that are correlated with one another in terms of the impact on customer satisfaction. These are person-to-person experience, store experience, price and value, marketing and communications, data integration, and analytics. CRM initiatives are often put on hold or even abandoned due to retailers' inability to realize the expected results. So a clear understanding has not been developed by the retailers. They fail to comprehend about the kind of advantages that can, come out or obtained from CRM. In reality, current CRM programs are complicated by conflicting goals, advice, and technology choices that impair the retailer's ability to discern a successful CRM approach. In simple terms, what this means is the approach which needs to be taken to enrich a shopping experience is not being foreseen by the retailers because of the complexities in the applications. Visions of CRM offered by vendors, analysts, and other experts often fail to offer pragmatic steps to achieve success. So the kind of, you can say, visualization that a particular vendor has about CRM is not the same that is shared by the retailers, and hence success is not obtained. The technology infrastructure and capabilities required to share and exploit customer information effectively across corporate boundaries do not yet exist in many organizations. Finally, bringing about the cultural, process, and organizational changes required to execute CRM successfully continues to be a major challenge for most retailers. Now let us take a look at the essentials of the value proposition chain in CRM. Before retailers begin to address more advanced CRM capabilities such as personalization and data mining, they should consider whether they have adequately addressed retail basics and established the value proposition chain. So it's extremely important to understand what kind of value can be provided or what kind of benefits can be provided to the various needs of the shoppers. In this context, the ongoing associate training and evaluation need to be key parts of a retailer's customer strategy. Simply stated, if a retailer's physical store is not an enjoyable place for customers to shop, from interactions with store employees to their ability to navigate the aisles and find the products they want, CRM initiatives in other areas may be immaterial. So let us say you go to a shopping mall and the lighting from some areas is switched off. There is some work going on in some areas. There is some unfinished furniture in some areas. So in this case, if they have other promotional elements, those elements will fail in front of these lacunae. Marketing and communications should not be the sole aim or goal of CRM initiatives, but should instead be aligned to support strategies fully that focus on increasing the customer satisfaction. Providing promotional offers that are valuable to customers and increase customer profitability separates strong retailers from their less profitable peers. So a shopping experience should be a complete one where the shoppers should feel that they have gained a lot from the experience. So offers that create more hassle than savings alienate the customers. So the savings should be in a simple format. They should be simply given to the customer. Good promotions should not begin and end with price, but should consider what will solidify the customer relationship. Data integration and analytics should be seen as the supporting players for a well-engineered CRM approach instead of as the primary goal of CRM initiatives. So CRM initiatives should be broad-based. They should be catering the various needs of the customers first, and then should look at certain elements like analytics and data integration. Creating a broad-based, also called as a holistic and comprehensive view of customer data is becoming increasingly important to enhance both online and in-store experiences. So if you go to a particular store, the way you look at things, the way you purchase things as per your preference, the time taken for you in a checkout line, the information or the help provided by the persons there, all these things constitute the experience and elements of the customer data. Retailers who view investments in providing a superb experience as the starting point for effectively managing customer relationships are more likely to win satisfied customers in a competitive marketplace. So let us consider two different malls. So one particular mall provides an amazing experience, that is, they have proper information about the products that are put on their displays. They have people who are ready to help. They have people who are eager to help elderly people. There are a lot of promotional elements. So such a mall will actually do better than its competitor. CRM strategies must begin by understanding customer satisfaction drivers and explicitly tying business and technology initiatives to these levers. So what you need to do is you need to understand the factors which are involved in satisfying the customers, the factors which I mentioned in the early examples, and of course abstracting them or putting them in the form of a software application. Thus, by taking such an approach, retailers can create a fantastic total or a complete experience that results in highly satisfied customers and highly profitable businesses. CRM strategies need to include regular ongoing feedback channels and the structured discipline to take action on insights learned. Now let us take a look at the concept of mobile customer relationship management, or MCRM. Mobile customer relationship management, or MCRM system, is one of the recent advancements in the CRM systems. In the recent years, customers using mobile phones have presented a very fast growth on value-added services, SMS and information services. So today, the cell phone has become an integral part of our lives. It is one which keeps us mobile and can be used for creating an enhanced and an improved shopping experience. So the advances or developments in technology have changed the way in which the retail sector conducts business and are increasingly providing customers with greater convenience. Mobile CRM promotes satisfaction to customers through the mobile medium of communication. So as we know, we all have mobile or cell phones, and many a times we get offers via SMS from the nearest retail stores or malls in your city. So these type of services, they play an important role in a new trend which aims to create and manage personalized customer relationships. The performance of the retailing sector for the past few years is outstanding, and it witnesses a huge revamping exercise significantly contributed by the growth of organized retail services. So this is very important to understand that a personalized experience can be provided to the customers by sending SMS. Rapid urbanization, exposure to large number of foreign brands, and changing lifestyle and preferences has contributed to the growth of retailing in India. So as you know, malls have sprung up in various areas of cities like Mumbai, cities like Pune, cities like Delhi, Kolkata, Chennai, Bangalore, and the various other cities and small towns. All places have now, they have their own super shoppies, they've got their own malls. They already had the specialty shops or Kirana mall shops. So technology is enabling things rapid, and urbanization is changing the retail paradigm. In this context, by using mobile medium, the companies wish to advance activities with customer in the sense of saving time, cost, and inconvenience. So the concept of mobile CRM or MCRM enables personalized and interactive communication with customers, thereby allowing the firm to improve its customer intelligence by making it easier to gather data about each customer. The mobile medium and wireless technology enables companies four reasons to build relationships with its customers, which are personalized content and services. So the content and services are customized or tailor-made to the requirements of customers, which offer better shopping experience or information, track customers or users across media and over time. So media used would be varied, like an SMS on a mobile phone, an email on a mobile phone or on a laptop, and so on. Provide content and service at the point of need. So probably a person can quickly browse information when he's stuck or requires some help in a mall, and provide content with highly engaging characteristics. So a website which is providing with shopping help can easily provide such highly engaging characteristics with the help of videos, with the help of photos which pan to different angles, and so on. Thus, mobile CRM has emerged as one of the more critical factors for success in today's competitive environment. In fact, the use of mobility, whether for enterprises, field force, or for servicing customers, will change the traditional approach of engaging customer relationship. There are many benefits to using a mobile CRM system. To begin, it allows remote employees to use mobile devices such as tablets and smartphones to access, update, and interact with customer data whenever they want, wherever they want. Everyone in the company who touches the customer in any way uses the CRM system. So there is an integration of data, there is a mobility of location, and thus it helps in a better shopping experience. The advanced features and application mobile relationship management include the fields of marketing, sales, retail services are as follows. Mobile based loyalty management. So probably many companies come out with such programs wherein you don't require a physical card, but you need a program in your mobile to help you. Mobile apps. So simple Android based applications or Windows or iOS based applications which act as an interface and help you with shopping. Self-reward or reward point status. So probably certain applications which help you do so, and applications of mobile technology in the field of advertising and promotion. Mobile apps work presently for many retail players who have adopted these particular CRMs. They include Domino's Pizza, Cafe Coffee Day, and Pizza Hut. Mobile based loyalty program work presently for the retail players such as Peter England, John Players, Pepe Jeans, Adidas, Woodland, Reebok, Puma, Reed and Taylor, Lee, Jenny and Johnny, Van Heusen, and Color Plus. Snapshot mobile apps are also used by Domino's Pizza retail players. So in this way, we've completed this particular chapter on customer relationship management, in which we saw the need for customer relationship management. We saw the relationship management in retail. We've also seen the need for a value proposition chain. We've also seen the applications of CRM in retail, and we've also looked at the MCRM or mobile CRM. Thank you.